100.9 WIFM. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. Tell us about some of the great things going on with the trails.
Okay. Well, I just want to... last weekend, we had a great work day out on Brookfall Dairy Road, Carter Mill Road, 1.1-mile section. Had some had a lot of folks out there, Jerry Bird, Jason Taylor, Mark Combs, Tommy Griffin. I have a whole list of folks that were out there working on that section, moving some power line, cutting out old barbed wire, making a bike and hike course. We just about finished with that except for the ramps. Will Gwynn and Greg Perdue have been helping us moving some poles, and we got put in a 12-foot, 15-foot, and 28-foot bridges. They'll build the ramps. They'll be able to ride quickly over those or walk over those. So that's what we've been doing there. And we finished up our mountain bike course, about 3-mile mountain bike course in town, going out from the Elkin Park. So folks like to ride or hike. It's a really cool additional section of trail. We get off the granite dust and then make a big loop around. And it's totally back in the woods. Don't see any houses. It's like you're really, really out there. So that's a good thing for people to go. That trail's open. We have an official dedication, but not when it's so cold. But if anybody's interested, we welcome all the help we can get. People have any interest and expertise in trail building or just want to come out and do some simple yard kind of work, we got that on the trails as well. And you can find out that through the website and fill out a volunteer preference form if anybody wants to make a donation to help us buy some of the materials we're using for these bridges. That's helpful, of course. On the mountain bike course, we put in a 110-foot boardwalk and bridge over a creek and then a marshy area, a 58-foot bridge and walkway like that, then a 20-foot bridge. So Lowe's gives us some great discounts on materials, and but we still got to pay for some of it. So I'd like to give a shout-out to a few people that are in the background of what we're doing. And Mike Bovender, Scott Poindexter, and Edward Hurt gave us the land easements on the Brookfall Dairy Road out near Cardinal Mill Road. That's pretty cool. And when that trail's finished, we've got one more section to get through, and then we'll be able to ride your bicycle or hike from Elkin pretty much out to Grassy Creek. So that's going to be kind of cool for people living out there or people in town who want to just get out and go. Shout out to Herb McDonald and Jason Taylor for really, they've been doing a lot of the primary work on the trail building. Brian Ratledge, who handles all our volunteer hours and our birding. He's, if you're really interested in taking a birding trek, he'd love to take you with him. He does them around here in town. And we're, our birding site, the eBird site on the ENA Rail Trail, is a hot spot now for birding in North Carolina. In the spring will be coming. There will be a lot of good birds coming through. Rob Arnold and Randy Tolbert have been helping us manage our website server, and Randy's our webmaster. So you can check out elkinvalleytrails.org, and you can see how to get on our newsletter and also to volunteer if you're interested. Big shout-out to Carolyn Lyons and all of our friends at Lowe's, Bucky, but pretty much about 15 of them got together and built our Christmas float for us, which was pretty darn amazing. We didn't even know they were doing it. It was a big surprise, and I think it won first place in category in the Christmas parade. That was kind of cool. And also to Taylor Waddell and Christy Roberts and all the folks at Prism who've been working with us, and then also they came up with that ornament that John Furches painted, and they made it into like a tree ornament, and they made 100 of them, and they're, I think they're all sold now. So that's great. How are we doing for time?
Oh, we got a couple of minutes left.
Okay. Shout out to Trent Holbrook and Walmart folks. They've been supporting us with the Duck and Turtle Regatta and some other activities. Thanks to them. Gamble Allridge at Basin Creek. He's helped us quite a bit with just promotion and that sort of thing and being a sponsor. Louise Cockrum, big shout out to her. She's out there listening. She's been a big support and given some benches along the trail. So if you're out there and take a break, you can just thank Louise for some of those. There's some scout ones, and then there's some that Louise put out there. Jeff and Marie Yonkel at Skull Camp Brewery, they created a beer called Trail Red Ale and Trail Bread. And if you enjoy beer, that's a good thing to drink because they share some of the proceeds with the trail and are totally behind what we're doing. So thanks to Jeff and Brianckel. Same thing for Erica and Jeff Gibbs at 222 Public House and Cicely at Liberty. They've been a big help for all the things we're doing. Right next door, Philip Lyles at Yadkin Valley Store. They generally have our railroad books, and they have the ornaments and that sort of thing. They've been a big support to us as well. And got time for a few more names?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Will Gwynn, he's got a whole team over there, Green Hill Environmental. And as you know, he's been one of the masters of laying out the trail for us. So whenever you walk past the train smokestack and you see that beautiful, curvy, well-constructed trail that goes all the way out beyond the second bridge and to the new rustic trail, you just you see Will Gwynn, give him a good thanks. Mark Fox and Will Moore in Surrey County have been doing our mapping for us, and Wildlife Resources appreciate that. Cynthia Gwynn, Cynthia Bean, if you're interested in being a trail coordinator, that is, you give her your name, then we have these hikers, through hikers. They're walking 1,100 miles, and we work with the Walking Off the War Warrior Expeditions for soldiers that are veterans that are walking through. We've had several sets of them, and if you get hooked up with Cynthia, she can put you on the list and see if y'all put one of these guys up or get girls up for the evening, and it's been a big help. Last three, Cindy Simmons, Health Department grant to encourage good health and decrease smoking, Hugh Chatham Hospital, the same thing. Hal and Bonnie Stewart, been consistent supporters, and we love them. Probably last, but not least, maybe even more important, Joel Hooper and Gary York, Walter, and Brent Walters at Ringelman for putting on the Trails Talk for us. So thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Dr. Bill Blackley, we thank you. And, of course, from all of our listeners out there, we say thanks for the sponsorship from Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
Okay. Thanks so much.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Jim Walter and Dr. Jason Ringelman at Salem Oral Surgery appreciate the opportunity to serve Elkin and the Yadkin Valley area. There is no time more fitting to say thank you and to wish you a happy holiday season and a new year of health, happiness, and prosperity. Merry Christmas from Salem Oral Surgery.